Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rob Has a Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and I am back with another Big Brother Canada 6 post-season interview. Today, I will be speaking with Allie. I already talked to Olivia, so I'm finally getting the other member of the Ding Dongs. Very, very excited to talk to Allie. She's the final person that we needed to talk to discuss their jury vote in terms of why she flipped from thinking that she was more likely to vote for Kayla to ending up voting for Paris over Kayla. We especially saw Allie in the jury house seeming like she had some bitter feelings toward Paris. And I believe that Paris was the person she ranked last of all of the people on her way out of the house. So decently surprised to see her ending up falling in favor of Paris here by the end. So very curious to know what happened there, and also interested to go back and reminisce about her game along the way, talk about some of these choices that she made, and let's get right into it, because Allie, I'm sure, has a lot to say. So let's do it. Let's talk to Allie.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Very good. Very excited.
Me too.
So, Allie, I think the first question that I have to ask is your vote, your jury vote. When you came out of the house, and I've asked this of Olivia and Johnny now as well, but all three of you, when you came out of the house, you told me at the very least that you had planned on voting for Kayla, or you were at least more likely to vote for Kayla than you were Paris. I think you ranked Paris last out of everyone. So what was it that that ended up flipping that around?
Yeah, great question. To be honest, I've gotten this question a lot, and when I left the house, I definitely felt the most saltiness towards Will and Paris. I obviously didn't realize at the time how well Paris was playing all sides of the house. I mean, I knew it, I saw it. I'm the one that called her out on it, but I guess I didn't really realize. So for me, they gave me their word and I felt most salty towards them. And I thought, no way in heck are you guys getting my vote. Definitely rooting for Dayla. I mean, for them to be there for her, basically for Kayla to be able to convince the rest of them that she needed to stay over me pretty much won me over at that point. Cause I was like, wow, you and Derek are the biggest targets in this house, and somehow you've managed to convince these fools to keep you. So kudos to you. You get my vote, kind of thing. But then, you know, the jury house is really meant to decompress, process, and really analyze things. Of course, Maddie came in and she had her points of view and whatnot, but really it was more for me, some self-reflection on the style of game that I played. And to be honest, how it closely compared to the style of game that Paris played. So I felt like I couldn't really hate on Paris for her gameplay because it was very similar to mine. She just beat me, ultimately, is what it was. However, that being said, when I walked into finale night, my mind was not at all made up. I saw so many pros to Kayla's game. At the end of the day, she did play a ferocious game. I don't know for sure. I think that if the outcome had been a little bit different, where she won the last HOH and cut Derek and had, you know, a bit of a different approach during her final speech, she probably 100% would have had my vote. But when it came down to final speeches, and, you know, everybody has their own opinion on this, but for me, Paris's approach and just being able to not one, only acknowledge her gameplay, but two, humble herself a bit and, you know, recognize the fact that she couldn't have gotten there without certain people, and pinpointing at which point and which people she used to get there. I think ultimately that's what won me over.
Yeah, that's interesting. If Paris had a different approach in the final speeches, we actually we saw her practice a few different versions of her final speeches, and the one that she ultimately came up with, I thought, was by far the best one. I thought she did a fantastic job in the jury questioning. But if it had been more like trying to take credit for things and a little bit less humble, I guess you might say. Do you think that might have ended up swaying your vote in the other way?
Totally, totally. If they both came at me with the same approach, I probably would have gone with Kayla just based on the fact that, you know, I do recognize the fact that Kayla and Derek have been targets since day one. Paris did a very good way of maneuvering herself throughout the game, but truly she did not become a target until much later in the game. So for me, Kayla and Derek fighting as hard as they did, or maybe more so Kayla, because we know that Derek kind of used her as a shield for the first half of the game. Kayla being as kind of straightforward and aggressive as she was from the get-go, you know, props to her for making it as far as she did. She did have good social relationships as well. A lot of people will say she had a horrible social game, but I don't necessarily believe that to be true. I mean, if someone was that abrasive or that straightforward and is that big of a target and whatnot, you don't get that far in the game without some sort of social relationships, right? So I think they both played extraordinary games. Ultimately, for me, the thing that took me more towards Paris was her final speeches, her approach, and the fact that she and I did, in fact, play a very similar game. And I respected the hell out of my game, you know? So...
So, so what was it that got you to start to realize some of what Paris was doing? You said that like once you were in the jury, was it just thinking about it, or did new information come in?
No, I mean, when you get to the jury house, everybody does a bit of a debrief. And even in the jury house, we're still playing games. So, you know, when Maddie came in kind of humming and hawing about how amazing Paris was, I did take everything with a grain of salt because you never know what kind of agenda she's working. I know Paris was one of her closest allies throughout the entire season. So you have to be wary of that. And that was something I always carried in the back of my mind. However, in conversations with Ryan and how great he felt with her, Peanut, he calls her, from the very beginning of the game, in talking to Johnny and hearing some of the back things that Johnny and her were doing, you know, and then in talking to Will and Paris, it just became very clear to me in the jury house that she was doing a lot more behind the scenes than maybe I was letting on to believe.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, because and something that I talked to Johnny about was that Kayla really, like, her game was very focused on obviously Derek, but then the only other people that she was really focused on besides Paris was you and Liv, and obviously Erica, but Erica was not in the jury. So from your perspective, you're seeing, you know, all of these other people who had relationships with Paris, but not really a relationship with Kayla.
Correct. A lot of the people in there were a lot closer to Paris, which to me, again, highlights another wonderful attribute of her gameplay. It just shows that she really knew how to manage her relationships. And I do think now in hindsight, I had that gut feeling, and it's now kind of been kind of confirmed because I've just started watching back the episodes. I haven't watched it all yet, but, you know, from like week one or right in the kisser, the competition, the head of household where, you know, the house was saying who's most likely to kind of thing. She got most likely to be easily manipulated, and she got the dumbest. Yeah. That was the perception of her in the house. And she played me that week because I truly felt bad that she got that. And I thought that she was truly doubting her self-character and this and that. And I did my best to uplift her. And lo and behold, I watched back the episode and she's having a dance party because that's exactly what she wanted, right? So I had that gut feeling prior, obviously, to seeing those episodes that she was actually doing more than I let myself believe inside the house. And it was confirmed when I watched back some of these episodes. She knew exactly what she was doing. She was very sneaky and she did a good job. So I do feel good about my decision ultimately now, especially.
Yeah. I mean, we went through Paris's entire game in the final 3 days leading up to the finale. We went through each of the final threes game. But when we talked about Paris, we talked about how, you know, you were really her rival throughout the whole game. You know, In week two, she tries to turn Kayla against you and Olivia, and it succeeds until you get back together with Kayla and you're like, wait a minute, why are we going after each other again? And then eventually you are, as you mentioned, the person who finally starts to call Paris out later on in the game. I think it was around week 5 or 6.
Yeah.
And you and Paris were always going back and forth.
And I think that that comes back to the fact that we smelt each other's bullshit. So, like, we could see that we were playing very similar games. And I was doing the exact same thing. I was playing both sides. I had Dela on one side, and then I had Johnny Erica on the other, and then I had the trio on the other, or Will and Paris mainly. So I was doing the exact same thing Paris was doing, and I could sense it and smell it. And I didn't piece it to, I mean, I could see it and I could piece together that she was doing certain things. But when I talked to her and I said, well, you know, Kayla's telling me you're doing this, this and that. So what the hell? She just had a very sweet little sister like way of making me feel like, don't believe her. She's the evil one. I'm with you. You're my number one. But she was saying the same thing to Kayla. Do you know what I mean? So really, she was doing a better job at what that I was. I was playing her too, but ultimately, I think I would have chosen her over Kayla. Whereas, obviously, she chose Kayla over me. So
yeah, and that's kind of the sense I've been getting from both Olivia and Johnny is that a lot of people felt like they could see through what Kayla was doing. They saw Kayla's game was very out in the open, and some of the more impressive stuff that she did never really came to light, like getting back together with you and Allie. She actually, you know, managed to figure Paris out and go back to you and Olivia and work things out. And then like the relationship that she had with you guys and have it like you guys protecting her from Johnny was huge for her game.
Yeah, huge. And we felt like time it was huge for our game too, because we knew how big of a target they were. Really, that was more so Olivia and I thinking, anticipating this dreaded triple and saying, if we can keep Johnny and Dela intact until the triple, we're golden. Because there's nobody in their right mind, whoever's left standing, that wants to take any of those three over me or her, you know? So we really thought we had it figured out. It kind of got away from us a little bit there. But in theory, on paper, my plan was bulletproof.
Yeah. Unfortunately, what a brutal triple that was for you.
Yeah, it was a hard one. It was a sad one because I feel like, and I mean, not that everybody didn't deserve to be there and not that everybody, you know, is loved in their own right, but I do feel like a big chunk of the house like left that day, you know what I mean? So I know spirits were a bit low after that, but it's hard. It's hard to see anybody go once a week, let alone three in 1 week, you know?
Yeah. I mean, after the triple ended, I went on the podcast and I said, the season's over. Like there's no more strategy left to play. It's just, now we're just waiting for the competitions to play out. Like,
yeah. I think that had it been different, there still would have been a lot of, okay, now what strategy wise, right? A lot of moving parts, but oh man, what a hell of a ride.
but anyway, my point was that you guys, it sounds like you guys could really see most of what Kayla was doing in the house, but when it came to Paris, when you got to the jury house, a lot of people were learning things that Paris had been doing that they weren't aware of. And that probably led to more of the sense of like being impressed, like, oh, I hadn't known that Paris was doing that. Like, I didn't know that Paris had this relationship with Ryan. I didn't know that, you know, that she was lying about this and that she had this secret deal with Kayla here.
Totally. Absolutely. Even Johnny, you know, like my efforts to keep Johnny that week were real. And I thought that I was the one putting in all the work, you know, for him, with Maddie, Will and Paris. And ultimately Johnny will tell you till he's blue in the face that he saved himself, but I saved him because even if he had Will, Maddie and Paris without me and Olivia, he's gone home. So I saved his ass, freaking grandpa legs. He tries to tell me all the time, I saved myself. I was like, no, I saved you, whether you had Will, Maddie, and Paris or not. But, you know, just to hear that he was to my face one thing and then running behind my back to Will, Maddie, and Paris and saying, hey, I'm going to save myself, but, you know, you guys got to save me, but you got to make her believe it's her. You know, just like all that stuff was very impressive to me as well. Paris did good. She did good. I can't argue it.
Yeah, that week that Johnny was saved. No, it was a very, very interesting week because when we started the week, I was like, Johnny's done. There's no way he can survive because he can't stay with just the votes from one group. And all the groups are working against each other. And so none of them are going to come together to save him. That would be, that'd be crazy. So he had to like manage this thing where he was talking to the trio and being like, okay, you guys are good to keep me. Right. And they're like, yeah, but Allie and Liv would never do it. And he's like, okay, don't worry though. I'll work on them. I'll trick them into doing this. And like, it, like trying to like pin the groups against each other while keeping the votes of both groups. It was pretty fun to watch.
Yeah, no, he's good. I mean, I'm not going to say he's not good. No, he is good. He's extraordinary. He was one of the best players in this game for sure, which is one of the reasons I very early on, even week one, when he nominated me, I knew he was somebody that I wanted to work with in this game. And for a long, long time, he really did have my trust. And he did a spectacular job at maneuvering that week, making me believe that we were the one putting in the grunt work for him, and making the other group believe that they had his loyalty. Ultimately, I do believe that me and Olivia had his loyalty over the trio.
Yeah.
But he did a really good job at managing both groups and keeping it all hush hush. He almost lost it at one point because I said to him again in confidence,
oh yeah,
next week we got to focus on Paris because Paris is the third person in every group. Yep. Like I could see her game. That's what I mean. Like I could see it, but I didn't do anything about it fast enough. You know what I mean? I kept putting it off like, we'll take care of her later. We'll take care of her later. We'll take care of her later. And that was the problem. But I said to Johnny, we got to handle this. She's the third person in every group. And at that point, they had made an arrangement that anything we said about them, they would relay to the trio. And he told Paris that. And Paris came to me and said, hey, I'm not going to say any names, but I heard this, this, and this. And at that time, I knew I had told Kayla and Johnny and Liv.
Yep.
And I assumed it was Kayla that told. And that is a red flag moment for me that in hindsight, I should have thought a little bit deeper about. Like, where did you get that? You know, but yeah, that was a moment where I could have, if I had found out that that was Johnny, I would have changed back and cut Johnny.
Yeah.
So me not finding out that it was Johnny until after the fact is what saved him truly. Cause if I had realized he broke my trust like that, I definitely would have cut him then. But, and it's funny cause Paris used that in her speech, her final speech too. And I was like, yeah, bitch. she used that in her final speech. She said, I was the third in every group. Da, 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 da. And I was like, yeah, you were. but yeah, that was a moment for sure.
I remember that moment. And I remember talking about it, like, cause it was going back and forth for so long. And you know, I do daily live feed updates. So that day it was like, oh man, this one moment could have, tumbled this entire house of cards, but, didn't happen.
Yeah.
Talking about Kayla's first HOH though, before Erica left, this was when you were, you had already started to sort of, because Johnny had been pushing to target, Dayla so hard.
Yes.
And you were telling Kayla like, hey, just so you know, Johnny and Erica are starting to turn, like Johnny's convincing Erica to turn.
Yes.
And this is when she ends up, obviously, once, Canada uses the save on Ryan, she ends up putting Erica up on the block and voting her out. I know that, we didn't obviously see the live feeds, of what happened in that moment when she was talking to you guys. I talked to Liv and she said that you were very hesitant, but Liv kind of was like, no, let's do this. Let's take the shot. What were you thinking in that moment?
Oh man, that was a really hard one for me. I absolutely adored Erica. And at the time I had kind of gotten a bit of a whispering that she didn't have 100% trust in me, but I kind of had a feeling that that mostly stemmed from Johnny. I didn't believe that it was her not trusting me. I believed that it was Johnny influencing her, because of Johnny's mistrust in me. It was really hard because originally when we started kind of turning the tide and letting Dayla know, like, hey, I always was very careful with my words and saying Johnny is in Erica's ear trying to turn her, kind of thing. You know what I mean? Never really throwing Erica under the bus 100% because I had wanted to work with Erica like I did with Olivia. Like, she was my next go-to. And I think it would, if Johnny hadn't won that veto, then the backdoor option would have been Johnny for sure. But I think because Dayla knew, like, okay, it's Johnny and Erica, unfortunately, Erica kind of got the backlash of that. She came into the pantry and said, okay, if I take a shot at Erica, you got to support me. And I got, it's too soon. Because ultimately, I get it, because she's a big target. It is a backdoor. You know, things are moving, things are going. But ultimately, she was a part of my alliance, one that I had intentions of staying true to. So it was a really hard decision for me on whether or not to pull that trigger that soon. I felt like there were still a lot of people left in the house and that Erica could be an asset. And, you know, she had never really done me dirty. So why pull the trigger right now? But ultimately, I knew if I didn't, then I would lose my relationship with Dayla. And they would expose us anyways to Johnny and Erica, and we would probably lose Johnny and Erica. So it really just was, it was too dangerous not to at that point, given the kind of the web that we have kind of built around us. So there was no choice. And then of course I'm like, okay, well, let's talk to Olivia. Maybe she'll talk some sense into you. And of course she comes in, she goes, I'm nominating Erica. And Olivia goes, okay. And I go, okay, all right, I guess we're doing this. So it was really, really tough. That one really choked me up. It was hard. It was a hard decision.
Yeah. Well, I mean, ultimately, I think that's sort of when, you know, things kind of start to go wrong, because you had been in such a seat of power up until that point, maintaining this, like, because you were in between the two big, you know, competition powerhouses, in like Dayla and then Erica and Johnny. And you were like, you were riding that. And then, you kind of got them to turn on each other earlier than maybe they should have. And then, it kind of gave a lot of power to Paris and the trio.
Yeah, exactly. I think I probably got them to turn on each other 1 week too early, to be honest.
And to be fair, like, it wouldn't have mattered, except for the twist that comes, and saves Ryan, because otherwise Ryan would have left and everything would have been fine.
And that was really what my thought process was. I was like, okay, no big deal. Ryan goes home this week. Now they're mad at each other, or not they're mad at each other, but in my mind, Ryan was going home. That's one less to worry about. And I was like, next week, whoever wins doesn't matter, because they're going after each other. I knew Erica and Johnny were going to go after Dayla, and I knew Dayla was going to go after Erica and Johnny. So I was like, I don't even need to win. We're good for another week. And then the following week, whoever is it, retaliates. You know what I mean? So I was like sitting really pretty. But that twist, Canada, that twist screwed up my plan big time.
Yeah, I mean, like we talked about, or I've talked to Liv and Johnny about, like, basically, at least from my perspective, and I think this is probably true, like, the Canada voted to save Ryan, not necessarily to, like, because it really ended up helping Kayla a ton, but they were doing it kind of to screw Kayla over. Like, she was the villain and they were trying to ruin her plans. And Ryan was, like, edited into this underdog figure. But it ends up, like, really helping Ryan, really helping Kayla, and screwing over Erica, who I think was a fan favorite at the time. And, I think a lot of people were like, wait a minute, what did we just do?
Yeah, come on, Canada. Where's your strategic mind?
Right? I did my absolute best to campaign for that thing to not be used. They released the numbers. 12% voted for not to be used. That's all we could muster.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was not a chance. Yeah. Yeah, it's unfortunate, you know, but it did. And I always figured it was kind of because of that underdog story. Ryan swears it's because he's like God's gift to Big Brother. We'll just let him believe whatever he wants.
Yeah, well, because we were convinced that that there was nothing we could do because surely the audience would use it on Will, because at the time, at least, you know, Will had just had that phone call with his son during right. the HOH, and we're like, oh, he's going to get this sappy edit, and you know, the people who only watch the show are going to love him. Yeah. But nope, they decided to go with Ryan instead.
Yeah, no, we were stunned. But as soon as I saw that envelope in Arissa's hands, I said, shit, mm-hmm. save Ryan, because I'm a fan and I know how this works. And, you know, Canada loves an underdog, or like, you just always, when it gets too predictable, the show becomes boring, right? So it was one of those things. I knew Canada wanted to spice things up, and sure enough, they did.
So after that, obviously, we talked about Johnny, and then... then let's talk about when Johnny is HOH. So Johnny, he manages to stay over Ryan. Then he wins the HOH, and this is just another, like, if Derek doesn't win that veto, the whole game is different.
Oh man, I can't tell you. I've gone over that veto in my head 100 times. Like, how do you not know handle with care? How do you not know that was sometimes you study so much in that house and you prepare for these types of moments, and then something happens and you get a bit frazzled, or you start to get distracted, and then, you know, you're not even thinking anymore. You're just looking at Derek like, crap, where is he? Where is he? Trying to figure it out. And you just choke. And that's literally what happened to me in that veto. I was feeling really good in that round. It was the third round. I was the first one to have 3 of mine up. They were all on their first or second, and I had 3, and I was good to go. And then I choked, and I had a lot of time to think about it, but I choked. I honestly didn't know I was fighting for my life. I wanted the veto because I wanted the 5 G's and a win, you know, but I think I was fighting for my life. And in hindsight, I feel like, damn, like I was fighting for my life at that point. I always had an idea that, or a hunch that maybe Liv or I could go up if Derek came down. But I also always thought that, no, our relationship with Johnny's too good. He wouldn't put us at risk. And we just saved him. Ultimately, at that point, I still had believed that we had just saved him, right? So I was like, there's no way he would do this. And unfortunately, he did. So.
Yeah, well, what was interesting, and maybe another thing that we might have to credit Paris with, is that as soon as Derek wins the veto, both you and Paris had separate conversations where you were like, should we keep Kayla in the game? But unfortunately for you, Olivia kind of brought that to Johnny. So Johnny was like, oh crap, Allie might keep Kayla. Whereas, you know, Paris's conversations never got back to Johnny. So that's one of the reasons why he felt more comfortable putting you up instead of one of Paris's people.
Oh, that happened before he even decided?
Yeah.
I haven't even gotten to that part yet. I mean, they told me in the jury house that Olivia had gone and you know, tried to obviously make a deal and kind of say, you can trust me a bit more, blah, blah, blah. But I didn't realize. I thought she had said that Kayla had come to us and said, save me. Not so much that I had been like, maybe we should save her kind of thing. But yeah, that would have done it. Thanks a lot, Liv.
She meant well. She obviously didn't know at the time that this would lead to your downfall, or nor did Johnny.
Yeah. No, nor did Johnny. Yeah. I had my suspicions, to be honest, throughout the week as to whether or not that was a strategic move on Johnny's part, because I always knew he felt like he could trust Liv more than me. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh man, is he just trying to get me out of the way now so that he and that they can work together throughout the rest of the game now. But that wouldn't have made sense either, because he still would have needed me as a number. But I did have those moments of like, this was all planned. Kayla was never the target. I was always the main target. Like, you have these moments of paranoia, right?
Oh, so for sure.
For a period of time that week, I was really livid because I thought this was always a plan. It was never about Dayla. You always wanted to get me out kind of thing. So, yeah, it was a tough week, man. It was a lot of uncertainty, but somehow I felt confident. I still felt good. I think even when I had a conversation with Maddie, I was like, this isn't a pitch, you know, I don't need your vote, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Well, see, that conversation actually unfortunately turned Maddie against you. That was kind of the turning point for Maddie. And then she was pretty staunchly pro keeping Kayla from that moment on. But yeah. Paris and Will, man, they waffled back and forth a lot.
Yeah, no, I know. I think that was truly the first eviction where nobody had a freaking clue. Because normally, like, on eviction day, obviously anything can happen, but we're always pretty clear on what's going to happen before it happens. So the person going home has a bit of time to process, and, you know, they can say their goodbyes and they can do this and they can do that. But this was the first week that I, like, literally up until Larissa said it, I had no freaking clue. So it was hard. It was hard because emotions run high and you feel lied to and betrayed, but that is the game, right? It just doesn't make it any easier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I told this to Liv and Johnny too, but like, I have never seen anything like this ever in Big Brother. I've seen every single season. They changed their minds at least 20 times. They were still changing their minds in the hour leading up to the eviction when the feeds cut. They were still changing their minds on the couches right before they went to vote. And there was a moment where Paris, they had decided about an hour before the eviction, or maybe a little bit earlier. Okay, that's it. We're keeping Allie. Paris went and she talked to you. She was like, "You promise you're not going to put me up?" And you were like, "Yes, I promise."
Mom and blah blah blah. Yep. Yeah.
And then she said, "Well, what if the veto is used?" And you were like, "Don't do this to me, Paris."
Yeah, because essentially she was like, "Are you going to put Will up over me?"
Right.
And what Paris doesn't know is that I had actually already had that conversation with Will. Mm-hmm. And I told him I put Paris up over him.
Yeah.
So my fear was that somehow, some way they were going to compare notes and that was going to be what sealed my fate. Mm-hmm. So I was worried about that. And in that moment, I kind of just played the, "Come on, Paris, like, we've been riding together for so long now. Like, you're like my little sister. We always have like, niña, niña. We like, you call, like, we're just so there." I was like, "Why are you going to put me in this position?" And then I tried to play like the wounded ego type thing, but that obviously didn't work either. And she thought I was mad at her. And then I had a conversation with her after. I was like, "I'm not mad. It's just like, I just wish that you knew that I can't tell you in any other ways that I'm 100% with you. Like, just take that, like, take that at face value," kind of thing. Mm. Obviously she didn't.
Yeah, man. I mean, we theorize that, and this may or may not be true, but because Will kind of leaned toward keeping you over Kayla, and Paris by at the last second sort of leaned toward keeping Kayla over you. When Paris voted, Will came into the hallway and they passed each other and Will asked her how she voted. Like, he was going to vote whichever, he didn't even know. And so we theorize that if Will had voted first, he probably would have evicted Kayla, and then when Paris asked him what he did, he would have been like, "I evicted Kayla," and then Paris might have gone along with that. Like, that's how close it was.
Yeah, that would have been sweet. That would have been sweet, but yeah, that's tough. I mean, there's so many variables in this game. Like, literally everything you say, every move you make can or cannot end you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I mean, it's so hard, but yeah, who knows? That's probably true. I do feel that I did have Will more than I had Paris the entire week. I always knew that I was talking more to Paris, even when I was talking to them as a group. I always knew I was talking more to Paris than I was to Will. Will and I, my relationship with Will, it was genuine and it was established very early on in the game. And I did always have his back. And, you know, for the most part, he didn't really have mine. But I also knew he had my back, but he had to play like he didn't have my back a lot of the time. But really I was hoping that when I needed it the most, that's when he would. But I understand his position in the game. I understand his reasoning behind it, and it is what it is. There's always all-stars, right?
Yeah, for sure. Hopefully at least.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So going back to the jury house, going back to the vote, there's been some controversy at the very least in terms of, you know, Paris winning over Kayla. A lot of people thought that Kayla would win or should win. From your perspective, were you bitter? Did you think that the rest of the jury was bitter? Do you think that the jury tried to vote for the person that they thought was the best player?
I really do believe that. I mean, if I was gonna, I'll say this, I was definitely not bitter. If I had been bitter, then I would have voted for Kayla, because leaving the house, I felt most bitter and most salty towards Paris and Will. So if I had been bitter, then Paris would not have gotten my vote. If there was anybody that was going to be bitter, I would say maybe Ryan a little bit towards Kayla, but ultimately, I do believe that Ryan believes Paris just played a better game overall and thinks she's a better person overall. So I really don't think we had a bitter jury at all. I know obviously some people favored Paris over Kayla in the jury, but like I said, Liv and I did not have our minds made up until we sat in those chairs and listened to the final speeches. I think they were both very deserving. That's why they were there. And I think ultimately people are always going to have a difference in opinion, because people value different things and different qualities in gameplay than other people. So you can't ever have 100% of the people agree on who should or should not be the winner. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. There are also a surprising to me amount of people that I had Johnny on the other night, and one of my co-hosts, Brent, who was very upset about the vote, he jumped on the call and he really was like tearing into Johnny, like basically he doesn't believe Johnny when he tells him that he wasn't bitter, that he was trying to vote for the person who played the best game. He represents a certain portion of the fans who say, we don't believe you when you tell us this. You were really bitter, we know, and that's why you voted this way. Like, what do you say to that?
Well, I mean, what I can tell you is that there are many conversations in the jury house where Johnny highlighted the pros of Kayla's game. He, you know, and again, that might have been of her standing against Derek, but there were many, many good, solid points that Johnny brought up in the jury house as to why Kayla was playing a better game, why Kayla deserved to win this game. So I think ultimately their people's perception of why Johnny might be lying is because he had such an outwardly distaste for the showmance. He constantly said, I want the showmance out of here, I don't like showmances, and he constantly, you know, constantly wanted the showmance out. But ultimately I think that Johnny is such a fan of this game and has such a respect for this game that I don't foresee him ever being a bitter juror. I do think he voted for who he felt was a great representation of what the Big Brother game is. And to him, that was Paris.
All right. Another question I have to ask. I think I know your answer already. But I talked to Ryan about the whole back and forth between, he thought he heard you say something about Paris. He sticks to that story. He says he heard what he heard. But he said you were still saying that you hadn't said it in the jury house. Do you have any kind of clarification? Because we didn't see this on the feeds. The episode didn't prove it one way or the other, so we were left in the dark. I assume you still say that you did not say that.
I mean, roll clip, you know. if you didn't see it on the feeds, and if you didn't see it, and if nobody could find it, it's because it didn't happen. I can promise you and assure you that I did not utter those words. I remember that day specifically. I was not even thinking about Paris or Maddie while we were playing pool. There was a few times, only a handful of times, that Olivia and I really tried to fully pull ourselves out of game mode and just enjoy each other's company and just talk about anything else but. And I remember that day specifically because we were both feeling a little like, oh, this game, oh, this house, oh, these people. And we're like, let's go play pool and let's just talk about anything else. Let's just have fun. Let's just do this. Let's just do that. And I know that there was just no context under which I would have said that, even if it was something completely unrelated to Paris and Maddie at the time. So I just knew it was a crock. I knew it was him pulling at strings, whether he believed, I believe that he believes that he heard it. I'm not yeah. saying he's lying. I believe that he believes that he heard something, but I mean, if you could see where he was sitting or like where he says he was sitting, I mean, like, he was where the dining room table is, sitting in a chair, and says that he heard me whisper that by the pool table. I'm like, how? Like, how do you even? It was so ridiculous. And whether he believes it to be true or not, it's not. There were many times throughout this game that I said, I don't trust Paris. But I can own up to that. I said it hundreds of times. But on that specific day, at that specific time, I did not say that.
Yeah, well, and that's what, like, we were trying to figure out, like, did she say, because I was like, I mean, I know that Allie doesn't trust Paris, so it's yeah. theoretically something she might say, but, you know, why didn't we see it on the episode? Like, why, you know, all this stuff, so.
You're a Big Brother fan, so you know that with things like that, if it is ever said, they usually do, like, a quick flashback to the sentence or the thing that is said. But it simply wasn't said. And, like, I told people all the time, like, watch out for Paris, this, that. I don't trust Paris, da-da-da-da. I think I even said it to Paris a few times. And I'm like, well, you know, there's doubt between us. Like, I said it to her freaking face. And Maddie, I could not have been more clear about where I stood with Maddie. Maddie knew exactly where I stood with her. So it wasn't for me a matter of whether or not it was true, because everybody knew that I had these trust issues. But for me, it was more the principle of the thing, and that I felt like, and I, again, this you would have only seen on the live feeds, but literally the day before, Ryan, Liv, and I sat in the HOH room for like an hour and had a conversation on rebuilding trust and doing this and moving forward in the game and yada, yada, yada. And he was pitching basically for us to keep him over Johnny. I was like, keep him over Marin. I was like, if this happens, then I need to know that I can trust you, Ryan. I need to know that you're this, that. And that conversation was still very fresh in my head. And for this to turn around and the next day he's like dragging my name through the mud on something that didn't even have, like, you know, a concrete bearing. It was just like, I just exploded. I was like, this guy is a joke. You literally can't take anything he says seriously. And now I'm going to rip him a new one. And hopefully this will finish his game. So it was a bit of a strategic but also emotional response to something that was false. But, you know, ultimately, I said it before and I'll say it again. I've expressed my distrust towards Paris many times throughout the game, but on that specific day at that specific time, 100% I didn't say it.
You know, a lot of people say that that they don't want, like, fans of the game. They don't want, like, a full cast of fans or, like, a full cast of, like, really savvy players, because it would be a really boring house. But I feel like you are a perfect example of why that's not the case, because, as you mentioned, like, you weren't afraid to get in confrontations with people. You weren't afraid to do these things. And I would consider you to be a savvy player. Like, are you with me on this?
Absolutely. I don't consider myself a super fan, but I'm a huge fan. I've watched all the seasons of the US and all the seasons of the Canadian. And I think it's more interesting because you've got a bunch of super smart, savvy people trying to lie to each other. Like, how the hell are you guys going to pull this off? You know what I mean? So I'm with you 100%. I think it makes it more interesting for me, if anything. And I think me snapping on Ryan kind of unleashed a fury of snaps. Then you had Will and Ryan, then you had Maddie and Ryan, then you had me and Kayla, Johnny and Derek. Like, after I opened the floodgates, it was just a free-for-all in there. And I think that made for more entertainment, if you ask me.
Yeah, well, I mean, especially that week when it was you versus Kayla. Like, you got, like, that week was, like, Johnny, who's a huge fan of the game, you were a huge fan of the game, Kayla was a huge fan, Paris was a huge fan. Yeah. All four of you were, like, screaming at each other all week long, like, these huge, yeah. like, titans of the game. Like, I think it's very clear that that super fans or fans or just even savvy players, like, they can when you pit them against each other, they're gonna get into fights.
Oh yeah, and it was inevitable. And that's why I fought so hard with Johnny to put up Maddie over me. I know he was convinced that I would vote Maddie out, but truth be told, I really wouldn't have. I really would have had taken Kayla out, because you know, Derek and Kayla, we had such a great relationship with them for a period of time. And we had always said, you know, the triple is our time to separate unless we like really build this solid bond between one another and want to go further. But, and we kind of let them believe that, but Olivia and I always did have the intent of taking that shot because you just can't, there was no way we were going to be able to otherwise, you know what I mean? Power through if they were still in the final five, like how do you do that? And so Derek, Kayla, me, Olivia, and who, like, it just would have been such a nightmare at that point. So we had always intended to take that shot, and I told Johnny that, but he just wasn't going to believe me no matter what I said. In fact, after we went to Jury House and we had a cocktail or two, and I was like, Johnny, I told you I wasn't going to do that. We were kind of replaying the events of what had just happened. And he's like, even right now, I feel like you're lying to me. Even right now, we're out. I'm like, Johnny, we're out of the house. I have no reason to lie to you. I'm telling you the truth. But, you know, emotions are still running really high. You're still 100% in game mode. He's like, you're just so good. I was like, you're right. I am. But yeah, even in the jury, Johnny didn't believe me. So I know for a fact there was absolutely nothing I could have said that would have made him change his mind about not putting me up. So
Yeah. So one final thing, you know, talking about your vote being up in the air, there have been some people who have theorized because after Kayla calls the jury babies, there's a cut to you and Olivia and you whisper something to each other. And so people have theorized like maybe that was the moment when the vote was solidified for Paris. Is that true? Do you remember what you were saying to Olivia in that moment?
Yeah, you know, I've gotten a lot of tweets about this and asking me, and to be 100% honest, I don't remember. I have to watch it back to see if it jogs my memory a little bit, but I'm assuming it was along the lines of like, this bitch, or like something like that. That's usually my response to shit like that. I'm like, can you believe this bitch? Or like something along those lines. But again, I don't think it was that moment. It was her entire approach and speech that kind of just turned me off a little bit. That was just like the cherry on the sundae. And I was like, this bitch, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So,
I think overall it was just that on top of the rest of it, but maybe that was the cherry. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. How would you characterize the approach that she took that like really turned you off?
You know, I love Kayla. I love her as a person. I think she's incredible. I think she's ferocious. I think she's aggressive. And I think she knows how to get what she wants. And I admire those qualities in a woman. But I think it's those same qualities that sometimes under a specific context, they don't come off the right way. So the approach to me was the same way she played her entire game. It was aggressive. It was a bit condescending. It was a bit abrasive, and all those things worked for her to get her to the final two. But I think no matter what anybody says, my personal opinion is that to win Big Brother, you need to look at not only the competition wins, the social aspect, but jury management as well. That is a component of it. And I feel like she had none of that. And for me, that's ultimately what lost it.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you want to address or talk about before we wrap this up?
Yeah, ultimately, I mean, I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to everyone in production, everyone at Insight, everyone with Big Brother, who really made one of my biggest lifelong dreams come true. I've been a huge fan for so long. I auditioned 3 times and 3rd time's a charm. And it's an experience I'll never, ever forget. And a huge thank you to all of my fellow house guests and roommates. I love each and every one of them. Ryan, Kayla, Paris, everyone included. I know in the house, emotions run high, things get heated, things get said, but I truly, truly harbor zero resentment towards anybody. I couldn't have picked a better cast, and I'm so grateful that this was the year that I did make it on, because I've built some lifelong relationships in this game through this journey, and I couldn't be more grateful. And lastly, the fans, if you are listening, I just want to say thank you for the outpour of love and support. It's overwhelming. you think about it and you think it's going to happen, but you never know if people are going to like you or not. And I was completely my authentic self in that house. And you guys, or most of you anyway, support me. And that means the world to me. So God bless. And thank you so, so much to everyone. And you, Taryn.
Well, thank you for joining me and talking with me about all this. You've been great.
All right. Awesome. Thanks so much.
All right. Great. I will talk to you later.
Okay. Sounds good. Bye-bye.
See you. And there you go. That was Allie. Very, very great conversation with Allie. I thought she was really good here, actually. She had a lot of awareness about the game that she played and the positions that she put herself in and that she, the things that she did well, the things that she, you know, maybe made a mistake on. She seemed to be on top of all of that. So, I was very impressed speaking with Allie. And this really further solidifies to me that this jury, you might almost say they were trying so hard to not be bitter and to vote for the player that they thought played the best game, that that Allie, who was somebody who was going into the jury bitter against Paris and liking Kayla, ends up learning about stuff that Paris had done in the house that she hadn't known about, and feeling like Kayla, on the other hand, she knew all about her game. And that feeling of discovery was something that added to people's estimation of Paris's game. There were things that she had done that they were not aware of and that they found out in the jury. And that's always something that's impressive to learn. We talked a lot about that on Big Brother 19 with some of what Paul was doing, only he unfortunately did not handle it particularly well. And really, one last piece of the puzzle here, I think, is Maddie. What did Maddie say going into the jury? She went there saying that she was going to try to manipulate people into voting for Paris. She got there and everyone I've talked to has said, oh, we knew she had an agenda. We didn't take what she said at face value. However, she did clearly make some kind of impact. And I don't think it was the kind of impact she meant to make. I haven't personally heard anything from the jurors that is blatantly false, like false information that they got. She clearly didn't claim that Paris had made moves that she didn't make, which maybe Paris would have preferred Maddie to say. So I'm very curious to know what Maddie said and what kind of impact she thinks she had on the jury. So make sure you tune in for the interview I have with Maddie. That will be coming up on Monday. And then hopefully we can get Kayla and Paris to come in as well, and they can go over their games in some detail and we can have some fun talking to them. But again, I really just feel like the picture is becoming a lot more clear to me that there was a particular perception of Paris in the game that we did not see, that we as the audience saw our perception of Kayla and our perception of Paris. And in the house, there was a different perception of Kayla. And I really do feel like that's where a lot of this disconnect is coming from. So very, very interesting stuff. Definitely cannot wait to talk to Maddie and then hopefully Paris and Kayla as well to really just put a final stamp on this. And then I think we will then have a final round table where we wrap up the season. We talk about our conclusions to all of this information. It's like we're detectives right now. We are trying to figure this stuff out. And I really do feel like we've basically gotten to the bottom of it here. All that's left to do is a final conclusion once we finish up these interviews. So very excited to do all of that. Again, make sure you check me out on Twitch. I am doing some fun stuff on there. You should also be on the lookout for the Survivor finale coverage that we will be doing, where we will crown the winner of the Survivor draft. And I think we may also have a conversation about this rumored Big Brother Amazing Race crossover type thing. We've got some potential Big Brother teams on the next Amazing Race. So be on the lookout for that as well. Lots of fun stuff to talk about. I'm excited, guys. Big Brother 20 is just a few weeks away. And I'm just no breaks, no rest for the wicked here. So I hope you are prepared, because the content is not going to stop. It's not happening. So Follow me on Twitter for the updates for all of this stuff. And thank you for joining me. I will see you on the next one.